Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We will get back to our conversation with Will Lynn and Dara here on the program talking about Mythosophia. But right now we're going to be going to our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. And let's talk a little bit about the beginnings of some incredible stuff that's going on. New moon and ending of March going into April. And, of course, this program's new time slot of 4 p.m. on Sundays. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I actually like it. I really, a lot of people, what do you mean you're moving my show? I don't have a problem with that because you can find it on the internet anytime.
Anytime.
So we have a new moon and things are rolling along. And I'd always heard that new moons, as opposed to full moons, are the best time to... it's like, let's say somebody writes a letter to someone. That's the time to say burn it or to have some kind of ceremony and ritual, blah, blah, blah. So obviously the transition of this program to this new time slot is a good thing. So let's talk a little bit about the new moon.
Okay. Well, the moon in most mythologies across the globe has to do with more the softer side of the human personality, the feminine side, the emotions, the intuition. And because the moon takes about 28 days to go around the night sky and move from all the different signs, move through all the different signs, the moon cycles are marked and in some ways revered in all the ancient cultures, the original cultures of all the world's people. And so when that planet, or when the moon begins a new cycle, in a lot of ways it's a big honking deal. It's a fresh start. It's a new chapter. It's a time to launch new projects or to begin old ones with a new energy, especially with business people. It's like, okay, let's look at this with fresh eyes. This is a time to start again and try something different, try something new.
Sounds like a mini New Year's.
It's a little mini New Year. It really is. Yeah. And especially this one, it's the first new moon of spring since our spring equinox. It's happening in the sign of Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac. And so in a lot of ways, it is a new year because this is the first new moon of the new zodiac cycle, because the zodiac cycle doesn't start in the dark of winter like our new year does. The zodiac cycle starts in March. It starts at the spring equinox. And so this is a really fortuitous time to begin things. You just have to be really smart about it. You know, there's still those two retrogrades going on. Both Mars and Saturn are stationary, are in retrograde. And so you have to be more detail-oriented. You have to slow down. You have to, you know, breathe more, speak less, listen more, that kind of thing.
Well, it definitely sounds like a good time to do all of that, especially when you think about spring cleaning and that kind of concept on a physical, external level.
And spiritual. You know, everybody has different things, whether if you go to church or the temple or Native American ceremonies or whatever it is that works for you. You know, this new moon... today, let me see. Let me just get my glasses on so I can see here.
Okay.
The actual time of the new moon is 11:45 a.m. Pacific time. But, you know, again, any time is a good time. But today is a special day. And if you can get something in today, that would be a good thing.
Well, we encourage folks to do that as well. And I think that one of the interesting things that I've been doing, of course, as we've mentioned on this program a number of times, is we've been going through things that we haven't gone through for literally years.
Right.
And I've been going through old tapes in my archives which is kind of interesting and phenomenal to go through, not only to hear my voice going back 20 and almost 30 years ago, but also hearing voices of people I hadn't heard from and I haven't heard from for almost as long, and now trying to track them down. Hopefully they're still alive and doing well. I think it can actually be a fun time because you just never know what you're going to find. Not only in terms of new space for new things in this new time, but also in terms of things that you forgot you had. And it's a good thing all the way around. And we're excited, of course, about our new time and new day, regardless of the fact that you can find us on the internet 24/7 at the website, richarddugan.com, where you can hear these interviews. You can hear Beth's segments as well. We have a special page for that, easy enough to find right there, and also find her website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And you're on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting and LinkedIn.
I am now in LinkedIn, baby.
You are linked
it's
up
awesome.
To LinkedIn.
I am linked.
let's make sure that there is no weakest link.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's another story.
Another story for another time. Beth, next week we're going to be into April. We're already going to be into the second quarter of 2014. And I know that there's still a lot of stuff going on, phenomenal things that are happening.
Right, we're going to be getting ready for some eclipses, and so be sure to tune in next week, folks.
Absolutely. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.